if you have been told your blood work is normal, yet you feel terrible, then this is the right podcast for you. Grab your labs and come inside. I'm going to teach you a better way to read the blood work you already have. I'm Dr. Kylie. Welcome inside the Beyond the Diagnosis podcast. Welcome to the Beyond the Diagnosis podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Kylie Burton, a chiropractor who hates adjusting. I've gone virtual and I will never look back. Today's episode, since we're back after a good break, is just to catch up on what's happened in my life in the last year, because it's been a whirlwind. So if you're new, welcome. If you are been around me for a while, welcome back. I'm back. In fact, we're going to be back every Wednesday this year, as long as I can keep this pace rolling. We have this podcast, plus I have a brand new podcast called Flip the Prescription. It is for practitioners. So if you are a practitioner running your own business or want to run your own business, be sure to tune in to Flip the Prescription. You can find that on any of your favorite podcast platforms. And new episodes every Tuesday and Thursday in that one. So we're doing Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, taking a whirlwind, and I'm going to keep pace with it as much as possible. So let's backtrack to where we left off. What did we leave off? Summer of last year, 2023, I was entering third trimester with Chloe, who is now almost, she just turned 6 months old. So lots to catch up on. Let's just begin in the summer of 2023. I had been living in my house, in which I had grown up in. My husband and I bought it for my parents, and we had been there for, I don't know, like 5 years or something. And it was maybe 6 years, too long. It was time to get out. It was time to spread my wings. It was time to be in an area that was more of the lifestyle we were building. I'd been wanting to move for quite some time, and I tried everything in my power to invest the money to move until finally the husband gave me the cue and said we can move. So I was like, all right, I got the cue. We got the real estate agent. I had that house for sale in like 2 weeks, and we had remodeled basically everything up to that point, but it was like 95% done. There was one point I remember working on Zoom on a Wednesday, and in between my Zoom calls, I had like 8 people coming in and out of the house to finish different tasks to get the house ready to sell. Now think about the market in 2023. Okay. So we are sitting off of the big boom of 21 and 22. And in 23, the market was pretty still. But I know how to work my brain, and I know that my brain is very, very powerful if you allow it to be powerful. So that said, I used all my brain power as necessary to convince myself that it was going to happen on my timeline. Now, I get really frustrated when things don't happen on my timeline, and I do everything in my power to keep them that way. So we had the house up for sale before July 4th, because I knew July was full of a lot of vacations, and I just wanted it done. We wanted the real estate agent to be able to take over and run as many open houses as possible. Now remember, in July, I am 8 months pregnant. We're trying to sell this house, and it was a matter of, because we're business owners and the banks don't like us, we had to sell the house before we could move. There was no 2 mortgages in our life kind of deal. Let me just tell you that it was a humble piece of pie. We had the house for sale, and we ended up selling it, but it was not a journey that I would have imagined or would say yes doing it again. Now where I live, I love it. It's great. I love the house. I love the area. Never would have imagined I'd be living off of 24th Street in Ogden. But I am, and it's awesome. Love it. Had the house for sale We had like 20 showings in a matter of a week. Because again, there weren't many houses on the market, and there weren't many houses, very few houses that were completely remodeled, move-in ready, especially in our tax, in our bracket, in the $500,000-ish range in Utah, in our area. So it's a very popular house. We had it under contract, I think, the first time in 8 days. The problem was is that we hadn't found a house that we wanted to move into yet. And we saw, I don't know, 30 houses we went to. Me being 8 months pregnant, 9 months pregnant, carrying around a three-year-old and a six-year-old, running my own business, middle of roofing season. It was chaos. But chaos, I will gladly take the reward for. So the first round we finally found the house that we now live in. We were putting in an offer that day. Now, when I say we finally found the house that we now live in, let me be very clear to you. The house was there available for us the entire time. I can't tell you how many times I looked at the house on Zillow. I looked at it like every single day because it was the house I wanted. But that number next to it, for some reason, it was the block. Not necessarily for me, but for the husband. I've done a lot of work on my money and my relationship with money and me being worthy of receiving and having more. So it was a point where we had seen houses and houses and houses, and he kept saying, well, we only need to build to the house here. And I'm like, no. I'm not having a house here. I'm having a house here. I don't want to do this again in 3 or 4 years when we've outgrown where we are, where we live, our house. I'd rather get the next level up and be able to stay there as long as we shoot, as long as we place. A lot of convincing, and it was a lot of relationship building between he and I. When it comes to real estate agents, like, I'll be forever grateful for our agent. We still talk to her. In fact, we're going out to dinner with her and her husband and a couple of nights for date night. Like, we love her. She experienced so much with us that summer that she's like part of the family. So when people are like, well, real estate agents, so don't earn their keep. If you have a good one, they definitely will. We got to a point in our journey where the house had gone up. It was in contract. And the day we finally went to the house that we now live in. We finally went and saw it. I was like, okay, this is it. Like, do whatever I need. Whatever I need to do, this is where I'm living. We sent in our offer that day, the same night, as we are literally writing our offer to send it into for us to purchase the house that we need to live in. We get a notification that our buyers have now canceled. We didn't find a house fast enough for them. And they had been, I don't want to say swindled, but they had gone to see another house, and the real estate agent also happened to be the owner of the house, and convinced them to cancel on us and move over to their house and gave them a deal what the heck it was. We were so excited to finally have our house picked. Our house was already for sale. Like, I was going to be able to make my deadline. The deadline was to move into the new house before the baby arrived, before school started. And when that cancellation happened, there went the deadline. There went all timelines. I threw them all out the window because they were no longer relevant. Whew, take a big deep breath, because the Dr. Kylie does not like to be, I don't like to have things go wrong. Not on my timeline. Anyways, then this is called wrong. So, come to find out, now that we've lived in this house for 6 months, there were multiple offers on this house. The real estate agent, who was also the contractor who built the house, it was new, although it had been sitting on the market for a year and a half. He was unwilling to budge on the price. And so people just said, no, we're not paying you that listing price. Now remember, this is the summer where interest rates are through the roof, and the real estate market come like to a screeching halt. So the fact that we were eliminating our like 2.4% interest rate on our mortgage and moving to a 7.8% interest, I don't even know what it is, something like that. People thought we were crazy. And I'm like, look, I don't belong here anymore. And I'm in a safe spot with my money relationship that I'm totally safe. Fine paying 7.8% interest rate. Because now here's the catch that most people didn't see if you were just, you know, only seeing those interest rate numbers. When people were purchasing houses in 21 and 22, it was a housing frenzy. And they were paying 50, 60, 70, 100K over asking price to get the house. I paid six figures under asking price to get our house. So it's catch 22. It's literally like, do you want to see the cup half empty or do you want to see the cup half full? Like, it totally is the way you view it. Because the numbers balanced out, and I honestly didn't care what the numbers were. I needed a better environment to be in. Okay. Love the house. It was the environment it sat in. So they cancel on us. We, for some unknown reason, the contractor said yes to our number. So we were in contract. The contract said we had to find buyers for our other house because they had just fallen through. So it goes up on the market again. We have open house. We have numerous people coming in. We've got a bunch of different potential opportunities. Goes under contract for the second time. We're all excited. I can't remember the timeline on this. I don't think we were going to make the whole have the baby in school timeline, because I really wanted my first grader, who was Easton, who was entering first grade in 2023 in the fall, to be in that new school when he entered first grade. It didn't work out like that, but everything works out for a reason on the same timeline. And when one day I'll know why. In fact, I kind of know why. The contractor who was in charge of the house we now live in wasn't ready to pull the trigger. He had to get to that point where he was losing enough money every single month having to pay his mortgage and allow us to come in and take the house from him. Okay? So that's just one part of it. The neighbors across the street, they have kids the exact same age as my kids, and it's like, it couldn't be a better environment, better situation, on top of me loving the house. And we have an empty yard, an empty slate for the yard. So the goal this summer is to build that dream yard that I've always wanted. So house goes up in contract for the second time now, and we start going through the whole process. Now this process is completely new to me. I purchased the house from my parents. I never had to go through that process. You know, I'm a student. I was a student till I was 27 years old. So this whole purchasing a house thing is, and the process that it entails, was new. So I can't even use the correct terminology because I don't know it. But somewhere along the lines, when they went to secure the financing for the purchase of our house, it fell through. So there we were, back on the market again. And I literally remember our real estate agent, she had called us like holding back tears the night before I was scheduled to be induced to tell us that our house was no longer under contract. Oh, that poor girl. Don't worry, we still love her. She had nothing to do with it. So we figured out that, okay, we needed a 2-week break. I needed to be able to go have a baby and recover. And at least before people come to our house, give us like 2 weeks. And then we'll give it one more shot. Again, our house is still under contract, the one that we want to purchase. He's waiting for us to get this house sold. So it goes back on the market again. We waited our 2 weeks. We had people coming in, coming out. The good thing was, my parents lived 2 miles down the street. So when I had to pack up all the kids and get my postpartum body and a tiny, tiny baby and kids somewhere, we had somewhere to go. So that was the good thing. Third time is the charm. It got under contract for the third time, and that's what went through. So we were finally able to move. And I think we moved in the middle of October, right before Halloween was. I remember having Halloween with the kids in our new neighborhood. So we moved when I had a 6-week-old baby. I had Chloe on September 1st. Yeah, she was 6 weeks old. I hired Mover, so it was the best thing ever. But here we are, 2024, in a new house, in a new office space. As you can see, I finally have a beautiful background behind me. And half the house is done. It's like the main level is done, the upstairs is done. Downstairs is completely, I mean, it needs everything in it. I don't know what you call it. Not done. The outside isn't done, but we have enough of it done to where we can all, you know, we don't have to build anything to do our daily living. So the husband got the office space downstairs. I have a room upstairs, which is ironic because he's never in his office space, but whatever. That's just how it worked out. And I like my green walls. He thinks I'm crazy. But our entire house was white, and I just could not handle it's white and black. I could not handle white everywhere. My office walls are sage green. Chloe's room, at some point she'll sleep in it. She still wakes up like 10 times a night, and I wish I was kidding, but I'm not. And I will not, I'm not walking up those stairs 10 times a night, sorry. Our main suite and then the kids' rooms are upstairs. So our main suite is on the main level, and then our kids' rooms are upstairs. They have to go up and down the stairs. And when she actually starts sleeping in her room to do one time a night, then I'll put her in her crib in her room. She has an axe at all. That's pink. I have the kids. So Easton and Hallie share a room because that's the way that they will actually sleep. Easton didn't sleep for like 5 years, and we finally put Hallie in his room and early sleep. And he wants his own room, but I'm like, okay, you can have your own room. When you prove to me you can sleep in your own room. So theirs is like a soft beige color. So they can both have their green, their blue bed, and their pink bed in there. So, one step at a time. It's been fun, though. It was a wild summer. Very wild. I would prefer not to ever do that again. Especially being pregnant, having a newborn, and having to show the house and leave the house and keep it clean. Like, it was madness. It was insane. That was one of those where it's like, if your marriage survives it, you can survive anything. Kind of thing. So that was our summer, our fall. Here we are. We're only like, I don't know, like 18, 20 minute drive pending traffic from our old house. We went from like 2,200 square feet to 4,500 square feet. It's not a tune. What we got. So if you're like, this is what I want, do what it takes to go get it. I didn't just sit on my hiney and go have a baby and sit there for 6 months. Like, I was back at it in a week and a half. And the reason why, people are like, oh, you're crazy. I'm like, well, it's just a Zoom call. I can have my baby on my lap. I'm with my kids. I mean, there's a babysitter, but you can create the life you desire. Does it take risks? Yes, it does. Does it take healing from the inside? Making sure you're actually worthy of it? Yes, it does. Because I can wish and I can put on my manifestation boards anything I want, but if I don't believe it, and if I don't think I'm worthy of it, it ain't going. So when it comes to your health, it's no different. If you don't believe you're worthy of being healthy from deep, deep down to your subconscious core, no treatment plan is going to work. If you don't believe you're worthy of being symptom-free, it's not going to work. So new to this podcast, Beyond the Diagnosis, we're going to dive into not only labs, but I've learned so much about healing, true healing, that goes beyond the physical treatment plans. I want to invite you on this journey with me. I'm not really sure what these episodes are about to entail, as I'm just getting started. I'm going to just see what happens and what enters my life, the people that enter my life. But I'm going to bring you the best of the best. So, welcome back. And I'm here every Wednesday. I'm Dr. Kylie. If you are new to this, welcome on. If you've been around for a while, stick around. And if you haven't shared this on your social media platforms yet, please do let your world know that we are back talking about healing beyond the diagnosis. And if you would be ever so kind and grateful for what the last 230-ish episodes have entailed and the next 230 episodes, I would be very honored if you would leave a review on your favorite podcasting platform. That helps people find this. All right, grab your labs. Let's get going.